getting too intense. It's like every week you guys come out with a new way to humiliate us. You guys want to have sex with our boobs now? You guys want to squeeze our boobs and fuck them? What are you doing? What guy was ever having sex with a woman and was like, ugh, this vagina feels terrible. Ugh. I wish I had another one that was completely dry. I know what to do. Ugh. No, that's my heart, you idiot. Get your dick off my heart. You guys have gotten spoiled. You have too many options. That's the problem. You have too many options. You guys are like... Bah. It's not whack-a-mole. I'm a human being. I have feelings and dreams and parents. You guys are pushing it. It's getting more... Like, I just feel like you never come back from that, having a man's torso in your... face. I feel like one day I will be a mother, right? Thanks to the miracles of egg freezing. One day I will be a mother. I will be holding my beautiful baby. I'll be looking down at my beautiful baby's eyes. We'll be having this beautiful mother-daughter bond, and then I'm just gonna have a flashback to just a dick. Just a dick. Just a dick. It's not how I wanted motherhood to go down. Excuse me, I have to fix my hair after my dick hit it. You guys are getting desensitized. And it's like, I feel like you guys are getting more violent toward us also. It's like, the new thing you guys want to do is the gagging thing? Is that sexy to you? You into that, sir? You into that? Is that your thing? You like that, internet? If you're into that, just go to jail now. You're gonna end up there eventually. What, you wanna put your dicks in our throats until we, that's where I breathe out of. You wanna fuck my oxygen supply now? Is that what it's come to? Do you even like me? Should I leave? Like, what is the psychology? The psychology of it is like, yeah, my big dick's gonna make her gag. You know what else makes me gag? A NyQuil gel cap. It's not that big of a deal.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Liam Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ohl from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
I live next to the railroad, and I
There you go, Mr. Walter Trout. And ride. And before that, you had Whitney Cummins, and I'm Your Girlfriend. Now, what I'm doing on this week's show is a lot of the music that's been played in Ballyshannon. This weekend, I'll have it on the show. Well, at least 15 bands that are playing, I'll have them on the show. And I'm doing it as a Ballyshannon special because it's the first time in 3 years that we get to meet old friends and we get to see everyone again. And music will be out there and the crowds will be back and it'll be great to see everyone. I unfortunately will not make it until Sunday morning. I'm driving up Sunday morning from here. It's about a 2.5 hour drive each way. So I'll drive up, do the gig with Pat, and then I will head back home then sometime later on Sunday evening and do a 2.5 hour back. Yes, I love the music, so it doesn't make any difference. Anyway, it'd be great to see them. I won't see them on Friday night, so I'll be looking forward to people telling me all about Friday night and Saturday, knocking around in Ballyshannon. It'll be fantastic, and I will see them in the Diamond, and I will be there in the Diamond. So if you're knocking around, come over and say hello, and, you know, tell me what the crack was for the weekend. Now, as I said, most of the music, all the music this week on the show is from bands that are playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon. Just like this one from Bernie Marsden playing Oh Well.
Oh.
Yeah, Bernie Marsden and, his version of Peter Green's song. Anyway, he's playing as well at Rory Gallo Festival. And just let me give you a couple of people are playing. Starting on the Friday, finishing on the 5th. Second to the 5th. And you have a band of friends, Eric Gale's band, Bernie Marsden band, Walter Trout and his band, Eric Bell, Pat McManus, Johnny Gallagher, Boxty Band, Crow Black Chicken, Fresh Evidence. I have to get my glasses for the small ones because I can't read them all. Gráinne Duffy Band, Shamey O'Dowd Band, Sam Davison's Taste, Mark Langan and Mercenaries, and Zach Schuhl Gang, Juice, Peter Price, Catfish, Jed Thomas Band, who has got Aidan Pryor Band, he's very, very good. Mark Black Band, In Your Own Town, Bourbon Smoke, John Connolly Band, who has the Ray O'Sullivan Trio, Freeway, Davy K Project, Be Loose, Doctor Kitchen. There's so many more, but at the minute, there's also, I think Dee Matrona are playing as well, and I think Don Martin's playing there too as well. So there's lots besides. I'm going to try and play about 15 songs from 15 different bands that are playing on the weekend up at Ballyshannon. So there's lots to come throughout this show. What have I got for you now? I have to put my glass back on. Oh, yes, I have got the Eric Gale's band with Sign of the Storm.
Worthy for the crown of thorns, you capture now and then a new way of coming, and I can tell you now it's just a sign of the storm. It's a long way home.
there you go. That was Band of Friends with Laundromat. And yes, lots more like that coming up, as like this one from the legend himself that I will be working with on Sunday morning, Mr. Pat McManus, and Out on the Western Plain.
I was up in Belfast here last night at the Woodstock Festival. No, I haven't had a senior moment. I'm okay, you know. It's Woodstock Road, and it was an absolutely fantastic festival. But I actually found out that Gary Moore was born there, just up around the corner. And then Eric Bell was with me last night, and Eric filled me in on the whole scam. So we were talking about, we did a few songs for Gary last night. In fact, some of his relatives were there last night, so I was very proud of myself, you know, to get to play a few tunes with that. And I thought, and I mentioned Rory, and he met with such a warm applause. They said he was like the second son to them up there. So, the three songs they could do, it's Out on the Western Plain, and you all know what I mean, so you don't need to.
in Buffalo Bill. Come on, cat eye Jiggy, come on, cat eye Jiggy, yeah. Come on, cat eye Jiggy, come on, cat eye Jiggy, yeah. Here you go.
There you go, Mr. Pat McManus, and he's playing on Friday evening in the Marquee, and also on Sunday morning, if you can't afford to get into the Marquee, he's playing a classic gig, which he always does, on Sunday morning in the Diamond in Ballyshannon. Go check it out. I'll be there Sunday morning anyway, so come say hello to me as well, anyway, if you're there. Here is the legendary Johnny Gallagher. Johnny is just an absolute ticket of a man and an absolute class guitarist, singer, the whole lot. Check him out. He'll be there as well at the Rory Gallagher Festival. And here is I'm Going Home by Johnny Gallagher.
There's a lot of people. We're going to rock and roll every one of you. We're sure going to get it tonight, that's right. Thank you.
The old Mr. Johnny Galler and the Boxy Band with his two twin brothers, Porrick and James. James on bass and Porrick on keys. And of course, the legendary Sean Riley on drums in the background. Absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see them boys as well up there. It'd be great to get back in and see them all. Anyway, now it's time for some more comedy on this Ballyshannon special. And this time around, Michael Che with White Women Took Brooklyn.
Now you guys are going to be really disappointed. I do the news on Saturday Night Live, and I probably shouldn't, because I don't watch the news, and that's something that you probably need to do. They want me to do jokes about the economy. I didn't even know the economy was messed up. My economy's been messed up for 30 years, so... You know when I realized the economy was really messed up? When they started legalizing weed everywhere. Then I was like, oh shit. We might be in trouble. It's only when you're down to your last dollar do you start thinking shit like, yo, we should start selling weed. I don't know if Obama was watching Breaking Bad or something. I have a very strange relationship with race. I might say some weird thing. Like, I was in an elevator with this white lady, right? Not on purpose. But I went in. I'm saying, like, I wasn't following her or nothing. I just went in the elevator with her, and she was already in there, and the door's closed, right? And she looks over at me, and then she grabs her purse real tight. And I got scared. I was like, if anything happens to this white lady's purse, I'm going to prison for the rest of my life. I'm terrified of white women. And I should be, because white women are terrifying. You guys do things like, white women took Brooklyn. You know how dangerous Brooklyn used to be before white women took it? It was the scariest place in the world. I remember rappers used to talk about Brooklyn. They'd be like, don't ever come to Brooklyn. I'll fucking kill you if you ever walk through Brooklyn. And I'm like, this is a dope song, but I'm never going to Brooklyn. I was so afraid of Brooklyn, and all of a sudden some rich white girls from Seattle was like, Brooklyn's mine now. And then I was just there, so now they took Brooklyn. I think white girls killed Biggie. I think that was phase one. I think that's the first thing they did. White women are brave. Look at your brave faces. It's a very diverse group of white women. White women are scared. They rescue pit bulls for fun. You know how dangerous you gotta be to rescue a pit bull? If I seen a stray pit bull walk in my neighborhood, I wouldn't walk in that neighborhood anymore. A white girl take that pit bull home, put a sweater on it. This dog used to win tournaments. Now his name's Nicole, and he's eating vegan treats out of some white lady's hands. You know how dangerous you gotta be to convince a pit bull he doesn't eat meat anymore? That'd be white girl dangerous. If I was president, if I had my way, I'd have an all-white girl army. I really would. I'd solve all the world's problems with white women. ISIS, send white women. I'll build the Trader Joe's right in the middle of Syria. Give me 2 summers. ISIS will be the first terror organization forced out due to rent increase. This is white girls. ISIS is mine now. Syria used to be sketchy, but now it's pretty chill. I talk like this now because I'm 32, and I feel like this is the time to just accept it. You know, that's another creepy thing women do. They lie about their age. I asked a lady in her 40s how old she was. She was like, I'm 21. And I was like, really? Well, you look horrible. It's the benefit of looking like an old-ass 21-year-old. Why would you lie? Getting old is the best, man, because the older you get, the more comfortable you are, you know? You start to live for yourself. I remember when I was younger, I'd see like an old man in his 80s shuffling around a supermarket in an open bathrobe and flip-flops. I'd be like, damn, he looks so sad. Now I see him and I'm like, fuck, he looks comfortable, man. Teach me, old wise one. You just enjoy things more, man. I enjoy everything more now that I'm older because I enjoy it for me. Sex is 10 times better because it's for me. It's me time. When I was younger, I enjoyed sex for like 5 or 6 pumps. And then and after that, I was too busy trying to divide fractions and remember scenes from The Color Purple. Guys are giggling because every guy in here has a trick to not finish fast. Women don't. You guys finish whenever you want, and we don't make fun of you because we're nice people. No woman in here was about to finish early during sex. It was like, oh shit, think of Danny Glover, think of Danny Glover. You don't have, there's books that teach women how to enjoy sex better. There's no books that teach men about sex. There's no 50 Shades of Dudes. I'm gonna write a book for younger men teaching them how to enjoy sex better based on everything I learned in 32 years. It's gonna be 2 pages long. And the first page is gonna say, if you feel like you gotta come, come. And the second page, it's gonna be a bibliography, because all you need is that first page. It's called, oh, you're clapping, I'm dead serious. It's called Let Go and Let God. I used to hold out, I don't even know why. Why? I never won nothing. I never got a thank you, I almost bit my tongue off twice. Not anymore, now if I come early, so be it. Compliments to the chef. I don't even know why women get mad. I'm a guy, I'm supposed to finish fast anyway. My cum is made of people. You ever try to stop 100,000 people from leaving a small area at the same time? It's impossible. They got places to go, man. I don't got riot gear. I can assure you that's the most disgusting thing you'll hear tonight, probably. So, good night.
Get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
You ain't hurt me no more.
There you go, that's the legendary Grainne Duffy and Good Love Had to Die from Ballyshannon in 2019, so 3 years ago. She's playing also this weekend in Ballyshannon. Go check her out. She is phenomenal and lots more beside. Yes, check them out. Here's a band that's actually playing and they've been supporting. They supported Status Quo in Dublin and anyone that's seen them has said they are phenomenal, which we know they are anyway. From Belfast, Di Matrona, and here is Rory Gallagher cover with Cradle Rock. We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go. Di Matrona and Cradle Rock, a cover of Rory Gallagher's. Now, they're fantastic. If you get to see them over the weekend, do yourself a major favour and go check them out. This is Liam Burke on the Liam Burke Show on the Ballyshannon special this week, because I'll be up at the Ballyshannon Festival on Sunday morning only, I know, but I'll be there. Here is Crow Black Chicken. They're also playing at the Ballyshannon Festival. And here is John the Revelator.
John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on the seventh seal. And Christ walked down on the heat of the morning. He called Adam by his name, and he refused to answer, 'cause he's naked and ashamed. So tell me, who's riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on the 17th. Wrote a book on the 17th. Tell him God walked down on the heat of the morning, called Adam by his name. He refused to answer because naked and ashamed. He said, tell me, who's a riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on the seventh seal. Wrote a book on the seventh seal. And three laid away. He said, watch for me one hour while I go beyond and pray. He said, tell me, who's riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on the sensei. Wrote a book on the sensei. So tell me, who's riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on the seventh seal. Tell me, who's riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote a book on. We'll be right back. Revelator. Who's that riding John the Revelator? Who's that riding John the Revelator? Wrote a book on the seven seals. Wrote a book on the seven seals.
John the Revelator by Crow Black Chicken, and they're playing on they're playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival this weekend, as are all the bands that are in the show this week, because I'm doing a Ballyshannon special on the Liam Burke Show. Here is Eric Bell Trio with Brian Downey, and it's The Rocker.
Rock on, G.
There you go, that was Eric Bell Trio with Brian Downey. And if you're going to have anyone to play on drums with you, why not have the person that played on the original track as well, which is fantastic. Brian Downey, and Brian has actually a band out as well. That's The Rocker, and it's the 30th vibe for Philo back 6 years ago now. So 36 years ago since Phil Lynott dead. So there you go, 30th. Who else we got for you? Oh yeah, I want to play Shamey O'Dowd. Shamey O'Dowd usually plays in the Rory Gallagher place on that stage there. And always great to see Shamey play. And here is Shamey playing Bad Penny.
Never run back as hell.
Yeah, there you go. Playing in the area they call the Rory Gallagher Place, and that is Shamie O'Dowd always playing there and loves it in that corner and gets a great crowd every year. That's from 2019 in Ballyshannon and Bad Penny. And yeah, just phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. So many more still to come, but in the meantime, I have some more comedy and then we're back with more great tracks on this Ballyshannon special. Here is Dave Chappelle and I'm Not Taking Advice from a Convict.
It feels good doing stand-up again. I took a year off from stand-up. Not that I don't like stand-up as much as I just don't like microphones. I'm sick of talking in them. I mean, I used to work at Burger King for 6 years. I didn't work the mic, I worked the grill. A guy named Steve used to work the mic, and I thought he was just a pain in my ass. He used to, every time someone ordered something, "Hi, how are you? Could I have a Whopper with cheese?" "Sure. A Whopper with cheese? You son of a bitch, I'm right behind you. Just turn around and ask me for a Whopper." You know, Canada is nice. This is kind of like a kinder and gentler America, in a way. Even like the police are nicer. I'm not going to say they're nice, I don't know. But they just smile, at least, you know? I've been to jail before, twice, not as a prisoner. One time was from childhood. I was suspended from school 23 times during February. I wasn't bad, though. I was just mischievous. I got hold of all my teachers' home phone numbers. At the time, I thought it was funny. I was calling in death threats. I know that's bad, man. You know, my English teacher, Mr. Johnson, I called him up. He was all nice on the phone.
"Hello? Johnson residence. Is this Mr. Johnson?" "Yes, it is. And who might this be?" "You're a dead man, Johnson." "Who is this? Shut up, punk! You're gonna die. Unless you change David Chappelle's grades."
I don't know how he caught me. After that, they put me in a program called Scared Straight. Have you ever heard of this? This is where they put bad kids like me in prison. And the prisoners yell at us, they tell us scary stories. You know, they try to scare us into being good. And the other kids were scared. But I was not scared. I was just heckling the guy. "Hey, shut up, you convict. Like, I'm going to take advice from you. You look like a person that made all the right choices in life. Wrap this up. I got to be out of here by 3. What time you leaving?" This guy. The other time I went to jail was, had nothing to do with me, really. I was just bailing a friend of mine out of jail, which is probably no big deal to you, but if you're a black dude, you know, you got to walk right into the belly of the beast. You don't want to. A black dude wants to go to jail. I was scared. I had to look non-threatening. "Hey, how are you? I'm here to bail out a friend of mine."
"Oh, okay. While you're here, you do fit a description. If you'll just walk this way, we can..."
"I like to play blackjack. I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in a semi-circle.
My father's the cheapest man on earth. My father's so cheap, when we go to bed, he unplugs the clocks."
"Hi, this is Gene Simmons of Kiss."
"Hey, this is Gold Dust." "Gold Dust."
"Hello, this is Crispin Glover."
"All right, my name is Ted Nugent."
"I am Jimmy Kimmel."
"Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt."
"What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City, this is Kid Rock, and you are listening."
Thank you.
is full of people. As high as a steeple, flats and natural earthquake. The joint is jumping all around me. My mood is really out of style. Just around me.
There you go, that's Aidan Pryor Band, and he's playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival as well. Aidan is very good. He was selling his T-shirts next to Pat's merch a few years ago, and we got talking to him, and he's just an absolute legend, and actually gave us a T-shirt each. So there you go. Aidan Pryor Band, and that was A Million Miles Away with Tattooed Lady, and he was going into another one there, so I just had to kind of take him back a little and relax. Here's another man that's playing at the Rory Gallagher Festival on this Ballyshannon special on the Liam Burke Show. It is Davy K Project with The Storm.
Rain. Here game. This storm has followed me, but the blue skies are ahead. I gotta keep on pushing on. I'm on the rest, yet I'm dead. I'm gonna ride the storm, make it to the other side. I'm gonna ride the storm.
There you go, Davy K Project, The Storm, and Davy is playing at the Ballyshannon Festival this weekend. Go check him out too. There's loads of stuff for you there, so there's no reason for you not to have a great weekend. Now, two more songs I got before finishing. A great one to finish off. This band I seen playing before Pat in the Gables a couple of years back, and I really, really enjoyed them. It's Sam Davison's Taste.
When you feel you want to blink, first look left and then look right, and now straight ahead. Be sure and take a warning of every word we say. Now you lay your time to sleep, be sure and get some rest. Tomorrow is another day and you must pass a test. Don't try and think too different, now what we say is best. Listen, little man, you know better than the rest. Side. All along the road we sat, smile and look happy for all we throw you in the wet. Now if you learn your lesson well and step upon the line, save your breath until forever we should get along just fine. We'll bend your heart until it breaks, make sure you feel no pain. The one to crush you and give you to the rain. But now you want to run away, or can I see you run? Run across the frozen air, try resting on the sun. And if you feel it burn you, don't yell out of pain, or wish you had a velvet sponge full of soothing rain. Side wayside, all along the road we sat. Smile and look happy for all we throw you in the wet. So let's have that step of a lip, now take a long deep breath. Close your ears, you cannot hear, the rules are all preset. You thought we were illusions, but we meant the word we said. We're in command, you tiny fly, we'll crush you till you're dead. We'll be right back.
There you go, Sam Davison's Taste. Absolutely phenomenal. They are playing over the weekend as well. So I've given you a little taste of what is happening at the Ballyshannon Festival this weekend, the Rory Gallagher Festival. If you're not about up there, it's your loss. But I can only give you a little taste of what it's going to be like. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. I'm just sorry you're missing out. Unfortunately, Vinny's mum's not well and he's no one there to stay with her for the weekend. So in the meantime, we didn't get, because they gave late, the government here gave late notice of the all the festivals and everything going ahead. We ended up losing out on accommodation, so we didn't get accommodation. So I'm going to go up on I won't see you Friday night and I won't be there Saturday, but I will be there Sunday morning early. So I'll see you all there. And the Gables, looking forward to that and catching up with a few of you later on and maybe having a bit of crack later on afterwards. Not the drug type, just a bit of fun. Till next week, take it easy. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show and saying enjoy your Rory Gallagher Festival weekend. And I'll see you very soon. Take it easy. I'm going to leave you with this one from Mr. Pat McManus, the one and only way to go out of the Rory Gallagher Festival with Return of the G-Man. Till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show.
Return of the G-Man. With a six string in his hand, a wayward jag, the smoking gun, the best in the land. And his calling card was a beat-up strat that never left his side. And he cast his magic spell right before your eyes. They take you as the crow flies to a far and distant land. As he sang a song of legend, it had you understand. And he tattooed blues deep into your soul, left you burning with a passion that never let you go. How I wish the return of the G-Man. Oh, I wish, oh, the return of the G-Man. Oh, we
journey to the G-Man.